For 18 months, Bob Bauer held one of the most important jobs in Barack Obama's White House, though it was almost entirely behind the scenes. Bauer served as White House counsel, essentially the president's top legal advisor. He has since returned to private practice in the law firm Perkins Coie, where he specializes in political and campaign law. And he's speaking out on the legal issues facing the current president, including the investigation over Russian election meddling. In a new post on the blog Just Security, he argues that there may already be enough public evidence to make a criminal case over the Trump campaign's role in the Russian hacking scandal. Bob, thank you for joining us. Let's talk about the post, and let's start with the legal provision you think could be in play. What is the law that potentially somebody may have violated?
There is a comprehensive ban under federal campaign finance law on foreign national activity to influence federal, state, or local elections. And it has a purpose somewhat different from the other provisions of federal campaign finance laws. The others are directed at corruption of the government by USA nationals. And among the other devices, or mechanisms for doing that are contribution limits, restrictions on the source of funding, disclosure requirements, and the like. The foreign national prohibition is aimed essentially as a national security measure at keeping these influences over American elections within the American political community. And so it has a different thrust, and it is more comprehensive in its scope.
So explain a little bit more how you feel that there has been a campaign finance violation hiding in plain sight.
What I suggested was that hiding in plain sight are the elements of a violation. Obviously, this is something that's going to be, I assume, included in the investigation now underway into the Trump campaign-Russia connection. So there's going to be some careful thought being given to the range of evidence and to how it all adds up. But as we look at it in the first instance to determine whether there's even any reason to look in this direction, here you have a clear-cut case validated by our intelligence community of a foreign power trying to influence a federal election, in fact, a presidential election, and the nominee of one of the two major parties welcoming, encouraging this activity and using what comes out of it. The president said that he hoped Russia would find the Secretary Clinton's deleted emails. He read from WikiLeaks emails at his campaign. In fact, in the last month of the campaign, he cited these emails 124 different times. He brought them up in presidential debates. So he was clearly signaling to the Russians, the question of whether he intended to do so or not is a question, but he clearly was signaling to the Russians, certainly signaling to everybody else, that he thought this material, acquired through illegal hacking activity, had tremendous value to his campaign. Now, the campaign finance laws apply, and this particular foreign national prohibition applies, to contributions or expenditures of the conventional kind, like, for example, paid advertising, but also to anything of value. And clearly, his campaign thought it had value because it was put actively to use and it was encouraged. The same provision also provides that persons could have liability for a foreign national's activities if they provide substantial assistance to the foreign national in its attempts to influence an election. Does all of this Trump campaign activity to encourage the Russian activity and to make use of it, does that constitute substantial assistance under the federal campaign finance laws such that the Trump campaign might be liable for it? I think that's a reasonable question under the plain language of the regulation. And to the extent that it was knowing that that's what they intended to do, then you certainly have a criminally enforceable provision. You certainly have the potential for criminal activity. My point in saying that it was in plain sight is that we've heard any number of commentators say that they thought there really wasn't anything there, that what we knew to date really didn't indicate a potential violation of any law. And to the extent that they looked at the question, they tended to look at espionage statutes and wiretap statutes. I don't think that's correct. If there is a campaign finance law issue here, this is an unprecedented situation. I can't tell you that the law has ever been, I don't think it has ever been applied in similar circumstances, but that's because there haven't been similar circumstances.